This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is a divorced woman a bad woman? Is a divorced man a bad man? That's not right. And I think it is so sad that in so many cultures, we look, especially in they look at women when they are divorced as less, or they did something terrible and a great sin, an unforgettable sin. You know, I still remember once a man told me, a father told me, when I told him, your wife is suffering, her husband is abusing her physically, even forcing her to use drugs. He said, I would rather her dead than a divorce. It is terrible when I hear things like this. And this is jahiliyyah. You know what? It's not even jahiliyyah, because in the ignorant days, and it's called the ignorant days, okay? During, before the Prophet ﷺ time, divorced women were always looked at as something good. Actually, people will compete over marrying a divorced woman in the old days. And that's very common. Read the history. You will find the divorced woman will be the first to go, actually, when it comes to marriage. But unfortunately, for some reason today, that divorced women have this reputation, which is not fair, not right, absolutely un-Islamic. You know, in Islam, there's so many Muslim great women were divorced. Look at some even of the Prophet ﷺ's wives, and look at the companions' wives. You will find many were divorced. So we need to change this culture. We should, as a community, always stand up for our brothers and sisters, and not to make the divorce something to stain them or to shame them. That's why sometimes sisters will rather to stay married to a man who is abusing her, to be in a relationship which is very abusive, which is very bad, where there is no love but actually suffering, just because she doesn't want to be called divorcee, just because she don't want to take that title, I'm a divorced woman or a divorced man. Nobody want to marry them again. Nobody want to be cut. That's wrong. That's un-Islamic. I don't know where that came from. Because Hafsa radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, divorced her, then he remarried her again, as in Sunan Abi Dawood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to marry her again, and he said, arji'a fa innaha sawamatun qawama. Take her back. She is a woman who fasts a lot and prays a lot. So that notion that a divorced woman or a divorced man is a bad man, that's not true. What do you need to look at when somebody get divorced? Why they got divorced? You know, if it's your business, you know, to know, let's say somebody proposed to your daughter or proposed to you, you would like to know what's the reason for them to get divorced. I always believe there's a lot of good sisters, a lot of good brothers got divorced. Not because they are bad. They're still good, but maybe they are not good for each other. And there is a big difference between these two. They are good, but not necessarily that they are good for each other. Maybe they're not just the right match. Maybe she will be a great woman with another man, and he will be a great man with another woman. So make sure that whenever we see a divorce take place in our community, to be supportive, not to be nosy, not to be to pointing finger, not to make ghiba or gossip. That's not allowed in Islam, and it is could be, it is a sin, actually, is to mock or to do ghibah to your brothers and sisters about their divorce. Once a scholar divorced his wife. So they ask him in the process, why you want to divorce? He says, she's my wife. I'm not going to say anything bad about her. So after he divorced her, said, okay, now she's divorced. Why did you, what's wrong with her? He said, now she's my sister and I will not talk bad about my sister. So you know what? Al-Iman and the brotherhood between us and the sisterhood between us as a community, it will always remain. Even if she's not my wife, she's still my sister in Islam. She's still my brother in Islam. And Allah said, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget about the good things that it was between both of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and give us happiness in our life.